Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's very own personal finance podcast. Last week, we spoke to Parul Maheshwari, who is a mutual fund certified financial planner and a mutual fund distributor Mumbai based on the lesser known facts about SIPs. For instance, it takes as little as rupees 100 to start an SIP, how you can invest and withdraw from the same scheme whilst your SIP is still going on, and how money can still go out of your bank account despite cancelling your SIP. Parul is back with us today in our studios today to discuss how to do an SIP for your child in your child's name. Now, investing in your child's name is not the same as investing for your own self. So Parul is here to tell us how to invest in your child's name, what sort of schemes you should invest in, and how you should invest in what is the paperwork that is required. Hi Parul, welcome back to Simply Save. How are you doing today?
Hi Kezar, I'm doing good. How about you?
Thank you, I'm doing good too. And good to have you back with us on another episode.
Thanks.
Of Simply Save. So Parul, let's start off with the most basic question. When you are investing in your child's name, the primary holder of your mutual fund investment must be the child, right? What are the important things that you should keep in mind then?
When you are investing in the name of your child, the first and foremost important thing is that you can invest only from the child's bank account. Initially, the investment from the parents' account was also allowed. But after the new SEBI rules that were introduced in 2019, now you cannot invest in minor's name if he is not having the bank account in his own name.
You need to first open a bank account in the child's name. There also the first name in the bank account has to be the child.
Yes.
Okay.
Or it can be from the joint account with the guardian. But the first name has to be of the child.
Okay.
And secondly, the parent, the guardian, whoever it is, the father or the mother or a court-appointed guardian, has to be KYC compliant. So if he is not compliant, then he has to complete the KYC requirements before starting anything. And all the operations in the minor folio will be done by the guardian till he attains majority.
So the parent also is a guardian in this case, right? Because if you're saying that there is no joint account concept in a mutual fund, if you're investing in a child's name, right?
Yeah. You cannot have any joint holder or any nomination if you are investing in the child's name. There can be only a guardian.
And the guardian then can be either of the parents, or can it be both of the parents?
Yes.
Either
of the parents.
Oh, only one parent. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So can you start an SIP or a systematic transfer plan in the case of your child, in your child's name?
Yes, any investment in the child's name can be carried on as you do it for yourself. So you can do SIP, STP, one-time investment, anything. But the only thing to keep in mind is that all the SIP and STPs will be suspended. The standing instructions will be suspended if the child attains majority. Sometimes you register SIP for a perpetual tenure, means you don't specify an end tenure. So you have to keep in mind that after the child turns 18, the SIP or the STP will automatically stop until you restart it.
Okay, so which means even if you are investing when your child is, let's say, 14 years, if you're starting an SIP, then by the time the child turns 18 years, which is just 4 years away, the SIP will actually stop.
Yes, it will stop.
It will stop.
You can restart once you update all the paper, update the paperwork in the account.
But before that, it will stop. Okay, so I'll get to that a little later as to what to do when your child turns 18. But before that, I mean, one question that many parents ask us is that which schemes to invest in when you're investing for your child? Because there are some mutual fund houses out there who have actually children-focused schemes. They call themselves the children's plan, you know. UTI had it many, many years ago. There are other fund houses also that came up with these kind of children's schemes. So must you invest your money in one of these children's schemes for your child, or any other open-ended fund is also okay?
You can invest in the child's name in any of the open-ended funds. There is absolutely no compulsion to invest in the children fund only. If you are investing in the children fund by the fund house, which are specified for the minor, your money gets locked in also for 5 years mostly. So it is better to invest in the open-ended schemes. You can build a child's portfolio as you do it for yourself, depending upon the risk profile and the time horizon which you have.
So I would assume that when you say risk profile and time horizon, I would assume that the longer the time horizon, you would have more equity funds also in the name of your child, right?
If you are like, suppose the child is 5 years and then you have started investing in his name, you have a longer time frame. Because till he turns 18, you have about 13 years. So you can opt for more equity funds. Otherwise, if you're starting a little later, like the child is 14 or 15, then you can have a mix of equity and some conservative funds, hybrid funds.
Right. And you can, even if you're investing in your child's name, and even if you're just a guardian, parent is just a guardian in that particular fund, the parent can still operate that fund, right? I mean, you can still take money out of that fund even when the child is minor and switch to other fund. If, let's say, if you find the fund house not performing well or the scheme is not performing well, that is okay, right?
Yes, the parent will operate it. All the signatures, everything has to be done by the guardian itself. Only thing is that when you are redeeming from a fund and switching to other fund, the money will come back to the child's account only and not the parent's account. So you have to, anyway, when you start the investment, you need a bank account of the child only. But there can be some older investments before these new norms were in place. There may be some old investments which were from the parent's account.
Okay.
So you have to first update the minor's bank account in the folio, and then only you can make the change.
Okay. And, of course, I mean, you can invest, in an equity fund. Also, you can invest even in a debt fund. Also, as you said, it's a good mix of schemes that you can pick and choose, right, for your child, depending on, as you said, how much is the risk profile, how many years you have still to go. And, what happens when your child turns major, when the child becomes 18 years old? What to do then? You said earlier that the SIPs will automatically stop. The child becomes major.
So when the child becomes major, the operations in that folio or the scheme automatically get suspended till you have updated your child status from major to minor to major. So for that, you have to simply update the KYC details of the child. Also, in the bank account, the status has to be changed from minor to major. And once the KYC and bank are in place, then you can continue the operation as it is. It is not necessary to withdraw the amount when the child turns major. You can continue with the same investments as it is, but you have to update the status of the child. The guardian will no longer be allowed to operate in that account.
So the guardian will not be allowed to operate. So the SIP stops, you said, right? I'm just trying to understand. So you can restart the SIP then?
Yes, you have to give the fresh instructions. The folio fresh and scheme can remain the same, but the fresh instruction to register the mandate have to be given. And then the SIPs money can be continued.
Correct. And then the money then again restarts from that bank account where the child also is a major now, which means that the bank account legally the child can operate, and the money can still continue, start again going into the same mutual fund scheme where again the minor became the major. Okay. But is it possible, Parul, that, after the child becomes major, the child might want to get control of the mutual fund investments? The child might want to sort of start buying and selling on his own. We've seen many young millennials, young kids also trying to get into stock trading. So what do you advise parents? I mean, what to do after the child turns 18? Should you still control your child's account or what?
Yes, that is the major fear which many parents have, that suppose after turning 18, they can control their own accounts and then they can go away with the money or whatever they had accumulated from so long. So if you are really scared of that, what I feel is that in the bank account, you can have, when you are updating the bank account, you can open a joint bank account with the child where you are the second holder, and you can also keep the operations at joint. So if the child redeems anything and it comes to the bank account only, so without your signature, he will not be able to part away with the money. One thing is that, another thing is, wherever, if you're opening a online account somewhere, you can be the joint holder so that you can also track the operations of that account.
But you're missing one important element, an ATM card.
Yeah, the ATM card is there, but then from the mutual fund first, it has to come to the bank. So if that is a fear, then you will have to update the second holder in the mutual fund. So for that, you have to redeem them once. Okay. Because as such, you cannot add the second holder just like that in the existing folio.
Okay.
So only thing is, you can control the bank.
only thing is that you can control the bank. And that's the
and be a joint holder in the bank.
And be a joint holder. Yeah. So all the major, at least major banking decisions like withdrawal and everything, you do need the second holder's permission also. So the parent
and
always.
If the child uses the ATM, as you said, at least you will be alerted that he's.
You will be alerted. Correct.
Misusing
correct,
the money.
Correct. Parul, one very basic question. You know, instead of investing in the child's name in the first place in a mutual fund when a child is minor, there are many, I've known of quite a few parents who don't do that, but who invest in their own names and they keep those folios separate. They earmark those folios as saying that, you know, this is for my child. I'm not going to touch this. So which of these two approaches would you recommend?
See, I have seen many people doing that. But then once when they are starting, they can earmark that it is for the child and they are not going to touch it. But as the time passes, it often happens that their own folios get mixed with the, because they can take the same scheme also in their own name. So the folios get mixed up. Or what happens if they are changing from, suppose one scheme is not doing well and they want to switch it to the other scheme, then they often forget that this scheme was earmarked for my child. Because it is very difficult to keep a track otherwise, because it gets mixed with the same PAN and everything. So I would suggest that if you can keep it in the name of the child, it is easy to earmark the things. And what happens, another thing I have noticed is that in case of some emergency or some unforeseen circumstance arise, people often don't touch the investments which are in their child's name because they know it is for his or her education or wedding or something. But if it is in their own name, they forget at that time and they will just withdraw and everything goes off. So
everything goes for a toss. All your planning goes for a toss.
Yes, yes. So I would suggest that if it would be better if it is done in the child's name, to earmark the things.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you so much, Parul, for your valuable insights, as always. I mean, you know, these are some of the pertinent questions that our, readers who are parents always keep asking. And one more question, in fact, Parul, that reminds me, there is no minimum age of your, of the child who, in whose name you invest in a mutual fund, right? I mean, can you start as soon as the child is born or 1 year?
Yeah, as soon as the child is born and you have the birth certificate in place, you can start investing. Because what happens is when you are investing in mutual fund, you need to give a proof of the age of the child. So only the first proof which you can get is the birth certificate of the child. And it also gives you the relation, like you are the parent. So it establishes the relation of your child with you. So those two documents are necessary. So as soon as the child is born, you can start the investments in the child's.
And I think the sooner you start also, it's better, right? I mean, because you have 18 years, 17 years, 16 years to go. So you can have a good mix of equity-oriented funds and they'll do very well, especially if you invest in them through an SIP.
Exactly. It takes a matter of 1 month or so to open the bank account with that with a birth certificate as the proof. And then you can start the investments as soon as it is possible.
Okay. Thank you so much, Parul, for your insights again. We hope to have you
back. Thank you, Kaisar, for this opportunity.
Most welcome, and we hope to have you back to answer some of these questions, some more questions about mutual fund investments. That's all we have for you folks today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with another episode of Simply Save next week. For more news, views, and updates, please log in to moneycontrol.com for more.